Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is March the 14th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Judges, chapters 7 to 9, Shining God's Light Through Our Brokenness. We read in Judges chapter 7 verses 19 to 21 like this. So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outpost of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just as they had posted the watch, and they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. Then the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers. They held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands for blowing. And they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." And every man stood in his place all around the camp, and the whole army ran and cried out and fled. We can clearly see that God had asked Gideon to do the impossible, to launch a preemptive attack on the Midianite army of 135,000 with a force of only 300 Israelites. God had cut down the ranks from 10,000 to 300 so that the army had to trust completely in God for victory. When God strips away our resources, it is not to impoverish our lives, but to enrich our faith by trusting in Him completely. We can see that Gideon worshipped God before the battle, for he knew that God alone was able to give him the victory against such a formidable enemy. God then used the weak weapons and the few people to defeat such a mighty army because Gideon and his men trusted in him. As it says in 1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 6, "For nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few." Gideon's battle strategy counted on the elements of surprise and the confusion upon the Midianite army. The divinely conceived plan worked better than anyone could have hoped, as the blast of the trumpets, the loud clatter of breaking pitchers, and the blinding light caused such panic that the Midianites began swinging swords blindly and killing one another. We should understand that the foolishness of God is wiser than men, as it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 25, "And God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise." 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27. The method used by Gideon to defeat the Midianites can be used by us to overcome our enemy, Satan, and his forces. The sounding of the trumpets can be equated to the preaching of the everlasting gospel, as the light inside the pictures can represent the gospel light. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7 like this, "For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." Our bodies are the earthen vessels that carry the wonderful treasure of the gospel light. It is only when we are broken and crucified with Christ can we present this gospel light as a reality, as our lives will then reflect the words of Apostle Paul, as he has said in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Today and always, let us be vessels for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work.